The next factor that influences pedigree patterns is consanguinity. Consanguinity is a situation in which two individuals in a relationship are related by descent from a common ancestor. Remember back to the previous module, this type of relationship is depicted with a double line between the individuals. Consider this pedigree. Individuals 3-4 and 3-5 are first cousins, both related to the founder couple 1-3 and 1-4, since their mothers are sisters. You can draw a loop from individual 3-4 up to the founder couple and back down to 3-5. This is a consanguinity loop. If individual 1-4 was a carrier for an autosomal recessive trait, she could have transmitted it to her children and they could have transmitted it to their kids. The couple then each passed on their disease allele to two of their children, resulting in the autosomal recessive phenotype. Since there are two individuals in generation 4 affected with an autosomal recessive trait, it is clear that their parents both had to be carriers. They are considered obligate carriers. The most likely scenario is the one outlined, where the disease allele entered the family once, was passed down to the affected offspring. We can therefore also conclude that the mothers in generation 2 are also obligate carriers. We are less sure about whether 1-3 or 1-4 introduced the disease allele into the family. Consanguinity is often associated with an increased incidence of autosomal recessive phenotypes.